Alabama Power Rebates and Federal Tax Credits, a 2026 guide. When planning an HVAC replacement, local utility programs and federal tax credits are often part of the conversation. However, these incentives operate under different rules, and eligibility involves both the equipment design and your personal financial situation. This guide lays out the specific criteria for Alabama Power Rebates, federal tax credits, and how your household's tax structure impacts your final cost. If you are researching a new heating and cooling system, you have likely run across mention of financial incentives designed to offset the upfront investment. Because these programs are managed by completely separate organizations, they don't share the same rules. Navigating them requires looking closely at both the equipment specifications and your personal financial profile. Let's look at the baseline guidelines for what is available in our local market and how the qualification process works. Utility rebates versus tax credits. The most important distinction to make up front is how you actually receive these funds. Alabama Power Rebates. These are managed at the utility level. They are processed through the power company and are typically issued as a rebate check or an invoice credit following installation and approval. Federal Tax Credits, Section 25C. These are claimed when you file your annual federal income tax return. They reduce the total amount of income tax you owe to the government for that year. Alabama Power High Efficiency Heat Pump Rebates. Alabama Power offers a $1,000 rebate for residential customers who upgrade to high-efficiency electric equipment. The program focuses heavily on reducing overall grid demand, which means the equipment requirements are set at a higher baseline. The specific rules, the system type. The incentive generally applies when you are upgrading an existing heat pump or completely converting your home from a gas furnace to an all-electric heat pump. Efficiency standards. To qualify for this top-tier $1,000 rebate, the newly installed heat pump must carry an official rating of 20 SEER or 18 SEER 2 or higher. The layout. The qualifying unit must be the dominant, largest heating and cooling system inside the home. Process and review. Applications must be submitted within 90 days of the purchase date. Alabama Power also retains the right to perform an on-site, physical inspection of the installation to verify the equipment matches the application. Federal Tax Credits, Section 25C. Under Section 25C of the Federal Tax Code, homeowners can claim a tax credit for up to 30% of the total installation cost of qualified heating and cooling upgrades, up to specific annual caps. The current limits. You can claim a maximum credit of up to $2,000 per year. The system must meet specific regional efficiency tiers set by the Consortium for Energy Efficiency, CEE. For split-system heat pumps in our area, this usually requires a minimum of 16 SEER 2, 12 EER 2, and 8.5 HSPF 2. Air conditioners and gas furnaces. Traditional central air conditioners or energy-efficient gas furnaces are eligible for a maximum credit of up to $600 per year each, provided they meet the designated CEE or Energy Star thresholds. The AHRI certificate requirement, eligibility for a tax credit, is not based solely on the model of the outdoor unit. The IRS evaluates the complete matched system. This means your outdoor condenser, the indoor evaporator coil, and the blower motor inside must be certified together as a matched set by the Air Conditioning, Heating, and Refrigeration Institute, AHRI. Your contractor should provide this specific certificate for your tax files. How income and tax status impact your savings. The mechanical specifications of the equipment are only one part of the equation. Your household's financial profile ultimately determines what you can claim. Understanding non-refundable tax credits. The Section 25C credit is non-refundable. This means it can only reduce the active federal income tax you owe for the year. If a homeowner is retired, on a fixed income, or has enough deductions that their net federal income tax liability at the end of the year is already zero, their eligible tax credit is also zero. Non-refundable credits cannot be paid out as a refund check for the difference, nor can they be carried over to be used on the next year's tax return. Income-based state programs, HEHRA. It is common to confuse tax credits with the separate federal home electrification and appliance rebates, HEHRA program. Unlike tax credits, these are direct point-of-sale discounts managed by state energy offices, and eligibility is strictly tied to your area median income, AMI. Households earning below 80% of their area's median income can qualify for significant direct discounts on heat pumps, Conversely, households earning above 150% of their area's median income do not qualify for this program.